With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Voters in the city of Santa Cruz will decide on March 3rd whether to recall two members of the city council, and if so, who should replace them. The issues in the election are complicated, and so is the ballot. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
Like so much about Santa Cruz politics these days, the recall effort has its roots in the city's housing crisis, an issue that came to a head last year in the debate over the so-called Ross Camp, the giant tent city behind the Gateway Plaza shopping center near downtown.
Point of order, Mayor.
At a contentious city council meeting last February 12th, Councilmember Chris Crone questioned a staff proposal to shut down the camp by March 15th.
Can the city make any commitment to the folks at the camp behind Ross Justice for Less, that we will find them a place by that date?
Councilmember Drew Glover, then just weeks into his first term,
I'm going to make the motion,
argued for so-called transitional encampments, allowing the homeless to continue camping, but with more controls.
Start really taking tangible action on making sure we can solve these problems so that we
The Ross camp stayed open until May, after a federal judge finally gave the city the go-ahead to shut it down. Santa Cruz homeowner Carol Polhamis blames the delay on Glover and Crone, part of a 4-3 progressive majority on the council.
We felt like both Glover and Crone spent a fair amount of time proselytizing and grandstanding and rolling out, you know, solutions to homelessness, talking about wage inequality and all kinds of situations and philosophies that actually weren't going to lead to nuts and bolts. Here's what we do first. Here's what we do next.
Polhamis, a retired teacher, sits on the steering committee of Santa Cruz United, which gathered the signatures to put the recall on the March 3rd ballot. The group accuses Glover and Crone of creating such a disruptive atmosphere that voters should throw them out of office now, even though there's already an election in November with Crone's seat on the ballot.
Nothing less than the future of our city, I think, is at stake. We're trying to stem the damage.
Both Glover and Crone deny being disruptive. Glover claims they're being targeted over their support for things like rent control, limits on evictions, and affordable housing requirements. And he sees the recall effort as part of a broader attack.
Their ultimate goal is to remove the representation of students, the poor, and people of color from the city council so that they can maintain business as usual.
Crone calls the recall campaign undemocratic.
It's about real estate interests. It's about money. It's about millions of dollars that is on the table right now in Santa Cruz.
According to its campaign filing, Santa Cruz United raised more than $107,000 toward the recall through December. That's nearly 10 times what the campaign to stop the recalls raised. Two-thirds of the pro-recall contributions came from another group, Santa Cruz Together, which receives much of its support from real estate interests. But Carol Polhamis says the numbers don't account for the broad base of volunteers supporting the effort.
Some groups have more time and some groups have more money. This is not a right-wing, fascist, anti-homeless, big developer movement. This is a local, community-oriented, involved citizen, you know, recall movement.
Santa Cruz County Clerk Gail Pellerin says the ballot has two parts. First, a yes or no on the recall, then a vote on who should replace Glover and Crone if they're recalled.
You don't have to vote yes or no or vote at all on the question of recall to have your vote count on the candidates, or vice versa.
With that in mind, backers of Glover and Crone are urging people to vote no on the recall, but just in case to vote for two progressive former mayors on the ballot, Tim Fitzmaurice and Catherine Byers. Backers of the recall support another former mayor, Don Lane, and schoolteacher Renee Golder. Whoever wins will still have to deal with the critical homelessness crisis in Santa Cruz. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.